It's very fitting that the way the second half began is the way that it ended. Elijah McCadden hit the first bucket of the second half, and then he hits the final basket of the game with 0.8 seconds left. The game-winning three giving Georgia Southern a 61-58 victory over first-place Coastal Carolina, splitting the weekend here at Hanner Fieldhouse as Georgia Southern improves to 11-8 on the season, 5-5 in conference play. Chanticleers fall to 12-4 and 6-3 in the league. Now joined by head coach Brian Berg on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up. I just talked with Elijah after those two threes, what it's like to be in those moments. From your standpoint, as a first-year coach, what is it like to have your team in moments like that? Seems like they've happened quite a bit this year.
I have a lot of confidence in our players, a lot of confidence in Elijah to make that shot. He puts in the time. He's had probably the best 2.5 weeks in regards to just his prep and the way that he approached the game. Game rewards guys to put in the time, and Elijah was rewarded today. He made quality shots, especially late.
I think about all the times I've watched him shoot those jump shots over his 3 years in Statesboro. I think about the process. I think about the 300 club, and those are only two of those shots, but to make them there, to one, give you the lead with about 30 seconds left, and then again with less than a second left with the place going crazy. Big-time plays by a big-time guy.
Yeah, then you also have to celebrate the assist. You know, Eric Boone's worked hard on, you know, creating space, trying to draw two defenders. He made the right pass, and it was a quality shot by Elijah.
4 assists for Boone, 4 assists for Zach Bryant. Georgia Southern assisting on 12 of its 23 made field goals, also 11 steals, forcing 23 Chanticleer turnovers. That's the most they've given it away this season.
It's kind of identity of our team. You know, we want to be able to force turnovers. We want to consistently guard for 40 minutes. We had a good first half where we were able to, you know, limit them in transition. Second half was a different story where they were able to get out more in transition. But give Coastal Carolina credit. You know, the quality team. It was a quality game.
Multiple guys stepped up at various points. Andre Savrasov's 2 buckets in the first half. Prince Toyambi was 3 of 3 from the field in the first half. He ends up with 8 points and 6 rebounds. And then Kamari Brown had that stretch about midway through the second half. He scored 8 consecutive points. He ends up with 15 in 22 minutes. We're going to expect things from certain guys, but to see those step up and do things in certain ways, really pleasing for this team.
And no question, give credit to Kamari. You know, Kamari came in during that second half and had a huge stretch for our team. He was able to make open shots, but not just making shots. He was able to get quality rebounds, and then at the same time be able to execute. You know, move the ball from side to side, got quality shots, and then shot at a high percentage, and then finish against the press. That was a huge play whenever he finished against the press.
One of the points that we made during our talk before today's game last night, 22 free throw attempts, but just 13 makes, which ended up being 59%. This game, you go 10 out of 11, you make each of your 8 tries after the end of the first half, and the 2 by Prince Toyambi with under 2 minutes to play in the second half. Guy that's, you know, he's fought at the free throw line this year, but he's also made some pretty big ones, and those 2 are pretty huge.
You come Monday through Friday, 7:15 a.m., you're going to see Prince here. He works every morning on his free throws. That's who he is. That's his routine. But proud of Prince to make those 2 free throws late in the game.
All right, last possession, 8 tenths left after the reset. Coastal needs to go the full length of the floor. They need a 3 to just tie the game. What are you saying in the defensive huddle to get that one final stop?
We wanted to take away the 3. I think the previous possession where Jones got it in the corner, we were late on our switch and didn't take that away. And then the last second shot, you know, then us being able to sit down and guard, figure they're going to try to throw it wide, and then Eric Boone was able to come away with the steal.
If you could break it down in the first half, on-ball defense was also something that we had talked about after last night and earlier today. Specifically in that first half, guarding the basketball was one of the best performances I think you guys had this year, holding them to 33% and 0 of 6 from 3.
And we're a scary team whenever we sit down and guard, especially in one-on-one situations. That's a talented team that scores at a high rate. We were able to sit down, make that team play in the half court. It was great team defense, and we limited them to 1 shot. If you're able to do that, you're going to end up having success over a long period of time. That's the area of growth that we're going to continue to work at.
How do you take this game and build on it?
Life in the Sun Belt, you're going to end up learning from the tape, enjoy the win tonight, be able to get back to work tomorrow, and then be able to play a tough Troy team on the road.
61-58, Georgia Southern beats Coastal. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Monday at Eagle or over at Gene Bishop Fieldhouse.
GATA.
Head coach Brian Berg's Georgia Southern Eagles coming back to beat the first place Chanticleers by 3. We'll close things out in just a moment and set you up programming-wise for the next couple of days. It's Georgia Southern with a late Elijah McCadden 3, beating Coastal 61-58. This is Eagle Basketball from Learfield, IMG College.